KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's get a recap of some of the high school events happening over the weekend. Kuemper Catholic hosting a dual wrestling meet on Saturday. Missouri Valley won the team championship, going 5-0 on the day as they defeated Kuemper Catholic, Storm Lake, Johnston's JV, Audubon, and ACGC to win the meet. Storm Lake was second, Kuemper Catholic third, ACGC fourth. Johnston and Audubon round out the field. In other matches, Johnston JV beat Audubon 48-24, Kuemper Catholic over the Johnston JV 46-27, ACGC topping Audubon 45-24, Storm Lake beat Audubon 60-21. It was Kuemper Catholic over ACGC 36-35, Storm Lake topping Kuemper Catholic 49-23, and Kuemper Catholic over Audubon 45-24 in those duels. Also at the Lamars Invitational, AHSTW finished in third place. West Sioux and Lamars were the top two in that Invitational on Saturday. The Vikings didn't get an individual champ, but they did have some finalists. Gavin Fisher at 220, Jaden Rasmussen at 145, Joel Sampson at 132, and Elliot Young at 126. All were second-place finishers. Hayden Fisher at 106 was third for the Vikings. Cedar Rapids Jefferson hosting its Jayhawk Invitational Saturday. Underwood went up there and dominated. They won the tournament with 223 points. As Stevie Barnes at 106, Nick Hamilton at 138, and Blake Thompson at 145, all were champions. Also, Zane Ziegler at 126, Logan James at 132, and Tanner Owens at 152 placed second. Also, Weston Allen at 120, Michael Baker at 160, Chris Gardner at 220 had third place finishes for the Eagles on Saturday. At the Perry Invitational, Logan Magnolia had a third-place finish. West Delaware and Sergeant Bluff Luton were the top two teams in that meet on Saturday. Briar Rice won a championship of 126 pounds for Logan Magnolia in that meet. At the Mount Air Duels, Harlan won the championships, finishing that two-day event with an 8-0 record. Also, Riverside went 6-2 in that meet. Oscar Olmos of Harlan at 145 pounds. Nathan Hendry at 195, Joseph Arkfeld at 220, and Derek Wire at 285 all were all-tournament selections for Harlan. Jace Rose at 106 was all-tournament for Riverside from that meet. Also at the Bobcat Classic in Bayshore, Kansas this weekend, it was Glenwood placing eighth overall as 182-pounder Brett Maurer had the won the title at his weight class over the weekend. Also, a few Saturday high school basketball matchups in the area. In girls' hoops, it was Exira EHK topping Audubon 73-47. Trainer, a winner over Thomas Jefferson, 49-41. West Monona beating Missouri Valley, 56-21. Also, Lewis Central, 45-44 over Bellevue West. Boys' action Saturday saw Exira EHK top Audubon 75-55. Missouri Valley over West Monona, 66-62. And Bellevue West beat Lewis Central, 55-46. Northern Iowa held Drake scoreless for the final 5 minutes and 40 seconds to hold on for a 57-54 win Sunday in Cedar Falls as the Bulldogs nearly rallied from an 11-point deficit. UNI's Luke McDonald deflected a lob pass to Drake's Nick McGlynn in the waning seconds with the Panthers leading by one.
Whoever was guarding the guy that said it called out back screen, so I know I had to stay attached to him. He's a pretty athletic guy. He can get up there and tip it in. So I just tried to ride him out as far as I could and jump up and make a play on the ball.
Wyatt Lohaus led the Panthers with 14 points as they improved to 2-2 in the Valley.
We've had a couple rough stretch here the last however so many weeks with injuries and all that. So to be able to, gut that one out with, a good crowd, in-state game, feels really good. I know it gives all of our guys, a nice boost mentally.
In top 25 college basketball, second-ranked Michigan kept its perfect season intact, while arch-rival and number 6 Michigan State ran its winning streak to 10 games. The Wolverines are 17-0 for the first time in school history after John Teske scored all 17 of his points in the first half in an 80-60 romp over Northwestern. The Spartans beat Penn State for the 10th straight time as Nick Ward had 16 points and 11 rebounds in a 71-56 win at University Park. Also on Saturday, Villanova scored 52 points to Creighton's 36 in the final 20 minutes to pick up a 90-78 road win over the Blue Jays. Well, Carly Rucker scored 23 points as the UNI women beat Loyola 64-52 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Panther coach Tanya Warren says defense was the key.
I thought today we were terrific defensively from start to finish, and it's something that we really talked about. We did a very good job of taking away the three-point. We switched. We were urgent. This is probably our best game from start to finish.
Panthers are 7-0 at home and now move to 3-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference with that victory. A rash of ankle injuries for the Iowa Hawkeyes continued over the weekend as Tyler Cook is questionable for Wednesday's game at Penn State after suffering an ankle injury late in the Hawkeyes' win over 16th-ranked Ohio State. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the injuries also affect practice.
You know, how hard can you go with a limited roster in practice? You got to make sure that you don't push them too hard. You want to push them hard enough, but not push them too hard. You know, you have to be prudent with how hard you push these kids, especially the ones that are still playing.
Pulling the red shirt off of sophomore forward Jack Nungy is not an option. Nungy's dealing with a back injury.
I mean, Jack Nungy's, you know, he's got a stress fracture. So he's out for 6 weeks. So even if we wanted to play him, we couldn't. He's out. So it has been a unique year in that sense. We've had more sprained ankles than I've ever seen, ever.
Hawkeyes are 3-3 now in Big Ten Conference play coming into Wednesday night's contest that we'll have for you here on the radio. You can hear more from Coach McCaffrey tonight, 7 o'clock, Hawk Talk, here on the radio. Well, the NFL Conference Championships are now all set following victories by the New England Patriots and the New Orleans Saints. The Pats will be making their 8th consecutive appearance in the AFC title game when they visit the Chiefs in Kansas City next Sunday. The Saints are back in the NFC title game following a 10-year absence, and they'll host the LA Rams next Sunday. The Patriots shredded the Chargers' defense while building a 35-7 lead by halftime in a 41-28 win at Foxborough. Sony Michel ran for 129 yards and 3 touchdowns for the Patriots, who are in the AFC Championship game for the 13th time during the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era. Brady finished 34-44 for 343 yards and a touchdown while improving to 8-0 as a starter against Phillip Rivers. James White tied Darren Sproles' NFL postseason record with 15 catches, totaling 97 yards. Julian Edelman contributed 9 receptions for 151 yards as the Patriots prevented the Chargers from reaching the AFC title game for the first time since the 2007 season. Rivers finished 25 of 51 for 331 yards, 3 touchdowns and an interception. He's 0-5 in games played in Foxborough, including 0-3 in the postseason. In New Orleans, the Saints spotted the Eagles a 14-0 lead before defeating the defending Super Bowl champions 20-14. Drew Brees took the Saints on scoring drives of 92, 79, and 67 yards after falling behind by 2 touchdowns. Brees was 28 of 38 for 301 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. His 2-yard scoring strike to Michael Thomas put New Orleans ahead 17-14 with a minute 40 left in the third quarter. Thomas had 12 receptions for 171 yards in helping the Saints reach the conference title game. Eagles quarterback Nick Foles threw for a touchdown and ran for another in the first quarter, but his first interception sparked the Saints' comeback. Foles had 201 yards passing and 2 picks for Philadelphia as they controlled the ball for just over 22 minutes. Well, the Miami Dolphins guard and 6-time Pro Bowl selection Bob Kuchenberg has died at the age of 71, according to the team. Kuchenberg spent his entire NFL career with the Dolphins from 1970 to 1983. He started every game for the team that went 17-0 in 1972 and started 16 games for the team that repeated as Super Bowl champs in 1973. The Gary, Indiana native played at Notre Dame and was drafted by the Eagles in 1969 without playing for the team. He signed with the Dolphins as a free agent in 1970. Sarah Thomas became the first woman to work an NFL playoff game as an on-field official, serving as the down judge in Sunday's divisional round game between the Patriots and the Chargers. Thomas was hired in 2015 and was already the league's first female full-time official. Well, representatives of the Oakland Athletics and Major League Baseball met Sunday with Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray, according to a person with direct knowledge of that session. That meeting came a day before the Oklahoma quarterback's deadline to enter the NFL draft. Oakland executives remained confident as recently as the baseball winter meetings last month in Las Vegas that Murray would report to spring training this year and pursue baseball. All-American safety Deontay Thompson has joined a growing crowd of Alabama players leaving early for the NFL draft. Thompson announced his decision Sunday on Twitter. He's the 6th Crimson Tide underclassman to leave early. Thompson was a consensus All-American in his first season as a starter. He made 79 tackles and had 2 interceptions along with 4 forced fumbles. And the fourth-ranked Iowa Hawkeye wrestling team won 7 of 10 matches to beat 8th-ranked Minnesota 24-10 in the Twin Cities yesterday.
We have guys that want to wrestle. We have guys that get ready to wrestle. We came into Minneapolis and University of Minnesota. They geared up for it, and our guys get up for it. And we love our Hawk fans in Carver Hawkeye Arena, but when you go into an enemy arena, it's the same thing. And I think we showed some things with where we're headed.
That's Iowa coach Tom Brands. Alex Marinelli provided Iowa's only pin at 165 pounds in that victory yesterday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.